The results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par with me, Maury Povich, wherever you get your podcasts.
We could za enough to buy some za.
Oh yeah, let's switch to Progressive to da and get some za with the money we saw.
Yeah.
Now we know we're gonna da da da.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
You know, we can't all be flowery and complimentary and loving.
Jeff, that's a good point, Jeff. Maybe we should. Yeah, everybody's feeling good about it.
That's interesting, man.
Jeff Lutz.
I'm a baby face.
Oh my God.
I'm the top baby face. Probably on KFH right now on the entire station.
That's just like your opinion, man.
And Jason Duda, for today anyway.
But I'm the judge.
I am the judge. Whether you're straight.
I hear ya.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Stand by for action.
Here's one I've never said on radio. Welcome to hour number 3.
Goodness.
The Bob and Jeff Show. I'm so tired right now. But here we go. We trudge forward 2 more hours in our final show in this capacity on KFH. We're going to get to Joanna Chadwick shortly. First, a couple of our longtime friends and listeners. KU Pat. Hello, Pat.
Hey, guys. Obviously, I'm going to miss you guys. Even you, Duda, even though you never learned to quit betting against KU.
You could have stopped it, never learned.
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention. Can you say that again, Pat?
Anyway, you know, obviously I go way back to when you were with Hurdle. And you know, we lost a lot of great callers like Dennis, who was maybe my favorite caller. And Bob, who was the guy I think he was an ex-Marine. He was the first guy to call in every day. Do you read?
Jack.
Yeah. Boy, I miss him too. And so, anyway, I really hope you guys come back someday in another form or something, because you're going to be severely missed. And you've given me a lot of laughs over the years and given me a lot of time talking about KU football when nobody else was doing it, so good luck to all of you, and I'm going to miss you.
Thank you, Pat.
Thank you, Pat. We appreciate
you and all the turmoil you've caused Duda over the years.
Yes, thank you, buddy.
Thank you for that.
We love turmoil.
Let's get to Virgil, our fantasy commissioner. You could take that the wrong way, but we'll go with it. Virgil, welcome.
Hey, guys. It's been a pleasure, man. I'm going to miss you guys. I really am. Like a change of the season, and you know, football's over, and now your show is not going to be there every day, so it's just going to be I'm going to have to really adjust my lifestyle.
I honestly don't know how Wichita moves forward from this.
Tough. I don't either.
This will be Lily Wu's biggest challenge.
Yes, it will.
Thank you, Virgil. We appreciate you.
Great over the years. I wish you guys much success, and thanks for letting me be a small part of the show. And you know, it's never goodbye. It's always see you later.
There you go.
See you later.
We appreciate it.
We might even run fantasy back next year. You never know.
You never know.
And fantasy football, too.
Yeah.
All right.
Duda's got.
I was only invited to the fantasy football.
Yeah, well.
What's the other one?
Duda's got a 24-year-old that's carrying a picture around. You never know.
He's jealous. I think he's jealous.
He is.
Here's him and Bill Chadwick joining us from Vibe Magazine. But really, we're not here to talk high school basketball. Frankly, we don't care.
Wow. Can you finally settle down?
Finally, honesty comes out with this guy.
How you doing, Joanna?
Well, I'm sitting here wondering, okay, if we're not talking high school basketball, do I just have to sit here and talk about how wonderful you guys are? I mean, I've got time to talk, but if that's the case, I got, 30 seconds?
Well, then go. 30 seconds.
Yeah, we'll give you 30.
Okay, that's too long.
No,
what do you guys want to talk about?
And, of course, I'm kidding. We love talking high school sports, and Joanna's been our go-to person on that for a long time. And high school basketball is really meaningful to those of us like me who used to cover high school basketball, and Joanna certainly has done it for a long time. So I'm looking forward to the postseason. February is kind of a weird month for high school basketball. It's like we're just playing to get to sub-states and regionals and whatever. How difficult do you think February is to navigate for high school basketball teams?
Well, it's such a – winter sports are already so weird simply because you get going in November, you finally start in December, and then you take a week-long break with the dead week. And then you got to get back into it, and then you – January is a really long month. But it is weird because all of a sudden it hits you like, oh, my God, this was like game 14. There's only six games of the regular season left, and now it's all about postseason. It's like you've gotten through the longest month, which is January, and February is really about making sure that you are bettering your position for the postseason. And maybe that could be record-wise, or maybe that is simply, what do we need to work on? Do we need to throw in some wrinkles on defense because of upcoming teams that we're playing? So I think you're right. I think it is a really weird month.
What's it been like for you, Joanna, since you left the Eagle, trying and succeeding to come up with? You do scores, you have Vibe, and you write stories. What's been the biggest difference in, as far as finding stories about high school sports? Because you obviously have a full-time job and a family and everything like that. How much time are you able to pay attention, I guess?
Yeah, and that's a really great question. I just want to say thank you guys for over the years, not except for Duda, for not putting me on the spot where you're like, so I'm not in tune as much with the, you know, those little stories that nobody knew like I was when I was doing it full time. And so Vibe does a really good job of letting me know where those stories are. But the great thing about my life is that with having my kids involved in sports, and then, you know, there's so many little outreaches from your own children, so you know people. You know, I knew when I wrote an L.J. Phillips story when he was at Northwest, well, he played with my son. I've known him for a long time. So those things really helped. And then, of course, my husband coaching, and then our oldest son coaching as well makes a difference. So you can keep in touch with who those athletes are. But honestly, it's been through listening to you guys as well. And I think one of the things that Wichita is going to lose the most with this show going away is the love of high school sports. And not everybody has that. Not everybody understands that there is so much great, there's so many great athletes and coaches around here that they really should pay more attention to it.
Here's your friend Jason Duda with a question.
You should have probably waited for that comment, Joanna, until I was done asking my question. So I guess on our last show, I'm going to have to ask you about Mays, if you could tell me what you think the girls' basketball team, the boys' basketball team, the track team, the baseball team, and finish it off with the Mays swim team. Thank you, Joanna.
Lord God help me. Well, let's talk about the boys' team, all right? Really,
very briefly.
Really impressed. Yes, really impressed with how they've been able to overcome some losses this year in a variety of ways. And I think Alec Grill is probably the one who has come along the most. He's become much more of a consistent scorer and a big scorer. Not that he has to score a lot of points, and I think that that's been his role in the past. He does what he needs to, but he's come along as a player and as a leader on that team as well.
We're talking with our friend Joanna Chadwick from Vibe Magazine. Of course, we worked together, and Jeff, with Joanna for many years at the Wichita Eagle. You're still in the throes of journalism. Me, not so much, although I still like to think I'm a devout supporter of journalism. You're teaching it at Derby High School. What do you think we are with journalism in the year 2025? And are we going to be able to keep kids motivated to want to be unbiased people when it comes to reporting stories?
You know, it's a really great question, and I have to admit for my own self to being a little bit down on journalism in general. I really have felt like that there have been, you know, media that have sold out, and that is really sad because I put journalism up there with what doctors should be. Is that we're the watchdogs. We should be holding people accountable.
and it's not our place to have opinions unless we're writing columns. And so I still teach it that way with my students. And I've had a really high number of kids come into my classes who are looking at journalism careers. And not all of my kids go on to be journalism, you know, majors in college. But there's, I think, even understanding how media works and understanding. I had a visitor in class the other day, and she's like, you got to be a little bit of a cynic, you know, when you're in this, is that you really got to be able to question people. And if there's anything that you guys do on this show and that I think is really important, is that, well, why is that happening? And should that be happening? And those are the things that we need to be asking. And so I encourage my students, you know, don't take everything that I say as the utter truth. Go look it up, find out if I'm completely off track, and then bring it back to class and let's talk about it. So I want them asking questions.
I'm curious just about, you talked about your oldest son getting into coaching. Obviously, I think that's basketball. And your husband coaches basketball. Your kids played a bunch of sports, but it seemed like basketball was sort of at the forefront, at least for most of the family. Why did kind of you all settle on basketball? What makes that game special to you? And you know, what made your kids and your husband all pursue that?
You know, that's a great question. And it, Blake is a grad assistant out at Newman, and then he coaches Padres teams in the summertime with Cooper, who's our middle son. And I, you know, I remember when Blake was little. Number one, you know, when we had kids, my parents took the boys to all the Heights games. I couldn't go watch them play. When they were winning four state titles, I couldn't cover them because it was a conflict of interest. And so my parents took them to every midseason tournament and took them to every sub-state game. There were people from Wichita East who probably remember that last state championship game, state championship year, when my boys were screaming at the top of their lungs at every Wichita East free throw in the sub-state championship game. And those things, those memories, you know, we taught them every sport, but basketball stuck. And there's just a real love for the game. We all talk the game. I don't know what it is. There's something so special about it. And you would think one of the kids would hate it just because the rest of us love it. And that hasn't been the case either. So yeah, it's my joy. I told my son the other day, I said, Gavin, when I die, just take my ashes, dump it on some basketball court somewhere, and we'll be good.
There you go.
How do you take that? That seems morbid.
Yes, he was really disgusted with me, but that's beside the point.
Hey, Joanna, thank you for being on with us for so long and enlightening us about high school sports and enlightening Duda about Mays. We appreciate...
Thanks, Joanna.
We appreciate everything you've done for our show.
All right, you guys are so awesome, and thanks for letting me be a part of it.
You bet.
Thanks, Joanna.
Chadwick. From Vibe Magazine, 869-1240. We've gotten a good bunch of callers to the show today. There's still some of you out there that we haven't heard from that we'd like to hear from. Shannon.
We need to hear from...
Not your wife, Shannon, but our friend Shannon.
I know. It'd be nice. We need to hear from our friend Old 38 or whatever.
Well, I hope he's listening.
What's his name?
Jim.
Jim 35, yeah.
Good grief.
He hasn't called in a while.
Nobody's called in a while, right?
Yeah, that's true. He's got a point.
Well, you know what? Jim could have figured it. Well, probably not, but somebody could have.
No.
Somebody could have told
him. You put out a new stamp, Jim doesn't know what to do. I don't even know what that means. Ted Woodward's still here with us. He brings out the worst.
You don't have to laugh at that, Ted. There's nothing funny. There was no joke. There's nothing.
It made me laugh.
Did you ever see Rickles? Nothing.
Yeah, he was 50% funny.
50% of the things he said made no sense.
But he was funny.
Which made it even funnier.
Why do you think my son is threatened?
Why do you always use that word?
He doesn't use it a lot.
I'm not threatened by you. I want everyone listening for the last
Ted,
time.
Ted, why do you think?
He's just a different generation.
Yeah.
He's on a different, little bit of a different wavelength.
Right. And he's on the wrong wavelength.
Of course.
It's frustrating because
his wavelength is funny too.
Thank you.
What are you?
Max, promo that. Oh, we don't have any more.
Never mind.
Don't!
Stupid, can't wait to hear it. Did I say that out loud?
Can't wait to hear that next week. Anyway.
If you missed the Bob and Jeff show, well, you've missed it forever.
It's going to be weird. You know, it's going to be a little weird. It's going to be an adjustment as we move forward here. But like I've said from the very get-go, I've been around long enough to know that you never say never, right?
That's right. Anything can happen.
And we'll see. I mean, you could lose your job tomorrow and we'd be forced to come back here begging.
Well, I don't know that will happen. Let's hope not.
I hope not.
I won't even be at work tomorrow. That'd be crazy if they fired me on Saturday.
Where are you going to be tomorrow?
At home.
Oh, tomorrow's Saturday. This feels like Thursday.
You guys are right.
Yesterday
on the ball.
Felt like Friday. This seems like Thursday.
We have Jack, Oliver, Shannon, and Tyler.
Oh, wow.
All lined up and waiting.
Let's get to our good friend. I was going to mention Jack Oliver, but now he's with us. We can talk directly with him. Hey, Jack.
How you doing, Bob? Jeff.
What's up, Jack?
Well, I'm going to tell you before you even say what you want to say, you're a dear friend of mine. You are responsible for getting us going on entertainment guests on this show. We've had numerous entertainers be with us. You've opened a lot of those doors for us, and we're forever grateful for that.
Well, it was always a lot of fun and everything. And then that's what I was actually wondering after, three or four of those years of doing that, which one of those interviews did you have the most fun with?
Well, I think if you ask Steve Martin and Martin Short that question, they'd say my interview.
Pass. I'm just going to pass
and
on that.
And it continues
one.
Into hour three.
I tweaked Jeff so easily.
That's bad, though. It's just.
That's the most.
Kind of funny, Jeff.
Shut up, Jason.
That's the most memorable interview we've done. I'd say Gene Simmons would be right up there as well. I'd say Nick Offerman would be in that realm also. And I'd say Eddie Money. Eddie Money will go down in my world as the most incredible interview ever. Not just because Eddie, we did it.
No. Eddie was a lot of fun. He would say anything, and he did.
And he did.
That was the thing.
Yeah. My favorite was when we interviewed Rusev.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The one that
I grown.
Yes, you get to grow now.
Go ahead, Jack.
The one that I like was Bill Shatner.
Oh yeah, that was amazing. I'm sorry, we keep talking over each other.
Okay, I was going to say the thing that I thought was so nice about him was that he did a little homework on the show and the people, and when he talked to you, it's like he's your best buddy. He'd go, Jack, yeah, what about this? Or Bob? Well, I don't know. It was great.
The only really dud was Johnny Rivers, for whatever reason.
Yeah, that's true. He was like upset that day for whatever reason, I guess. Ian Anderson, when we called him over in London there, and it was like 11 o'clock at night, and he answers the phone and just goes on to the interview like it's any day of the world. That was kind of fun.
Yeah, and one of the most surreal interviews for me personally, because American Pie was such an overwhelming song in my youth, we had Don McLean on this show twice. I just couldn't believe I was talking to Don McLean.
Yeah, he was very, very interesting there. And, just a lot of people, a lot of up-and-coming comedians that are very big these days did that for Jeff,
Nate Bargatze was on this show.
He was.
Yeah. Jack.
So, anyway, it was always fun working with you guys. It was great entertainment.
You're a great man.
For letting me be a part of it.
Okay. Thank you, Jack.
See you.
Who's next, Max?
Good to hear from Jack.
Shannon and then Tyler. Gene Simmons called a day early that time. He called a day early. I remember that. I answer the phone. This is Gene Simmons. Gene,
there you go. He can do what he wants.
Good to hear from Jack. Things are going well at Presbyterian Manor for him.
Yes. Yeah. He gets a ride downtown every Thursday. Here's Shannon. Welcome. Jeff hates it.
What'd you say? Let's go to Shannon.
Hello, Shannon.
Can you guys hear me okay?
Here's another Presbyterian Manor. guess. Hello, Shannon. We got you.
Okay. Hey, sorry to see you guys go. I appreciate you having me. I don't know, a few years ago, I got to be your little correspondent once a month for maybe it was once a week, I don't know, for entertainment locally, and got to know Jeff a little better. Actually like him now.
Thank you. Me too.
Yeah. And Bob, I've had a few conversations with you that I appreciate. I think you guys will be back. I think give it a year, and I think something will come up. And because I'm not listening to Jim Rome, I used to be a clone. I don't listen to him. I'll just be listening to SiriusXM radio now, fantasy football stuff or whatever, or Howard Stern. But I try to listen to you guys as much as possible. You guys make it entertaining, and everyone loves you. So
thank you, Shannon.
That's
very nice of you. We love you.
We do love Shannon.
We appreciate the call.
He introduced me to the Cuban at Metro Bistro. We need to go back and get another one of those again.
Let's get to another caller before we get to Denise Neal. Here's Tyler. Hello, Tyler.
Hey, Bob and Jeff. It's Tyler O'Donnell, better known to you guys as Pastor Mike's son. How are you guys?
Well, you have your own identity, trust me. But we adored Pastor Mike, and we miss him every day.
Absolutely, and boy, man. You know what?
It's fitting that since your father passed away, the Chiefs have gone on this incredible run, and I know wherever your dad is, he's enjoying this remarkable Chiefs success.
You know, I was just talking to some friends last week about how they said, Pastor Mike's probably in heaven pulling some strings to get all these Super Bowl runs in there. So
yeah,
I'm right
fantastic.
There with you. But I know he would be the first caller on here to say great job. And he would probably be fixing or finding a way to get you guys on some type of show to keep this thing going. Because some of my fondest memories working with him at Grace Baptist was him getting on the radio every afternoon and talking about 24, Dodgers basketball, and, of course, the Chiefs run and the Royals run and the mid-2000s. And, man, those are some great memories. And just wanted to say thank you guys for all the years on the radio, and I'm sure we'll hear back from you sometime in the short future. But, you know, I know that he's carrying on a legacy in me. Whenever I hear you guys on the radio, I'm praying for you guys. And I'm pastoring now in Valley Center. So if you ever need to stop by Faith Church, you guys, the invitation's always there.
Duda?
What?
You badly need to stop by a church of some type.
Another one?
All right. Well, thank you, Tyler.
Thanks,
we appreciate
Tyler.
It.
We have
Damien. Well, who?
Damien.
What am I going to do about Denise Neal? Here's Damien. Damien?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hello.
I remember you, Damien.
Yes, you remember when I was Lucas? I had a mess with you guys. That was pretty fun.
We hated that. That was the low point of the show.
I thought it was funny. I would say I'm disappointed to see you guys go. I listened to you as much as I could past 6 years. So you got me through some work at FedEx and everything. So I'll have to figure out something else. But I want to say thank you and sorry for being Lucas and being funny for a little bit.
Damien, no, have you ever dropped off peanuts at my house?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, I order peanuts periodically.
Oh, okay.
That's what old people do. They order peanuts. Thank you, Damien.
Why would Damien have anything to do with that?
I don't know. Have no idea. Let's take a break.
It's hour three. He's losing it, man.
What are you talking about?
Let's
wait till the middle of hour four.
Oh, my God.
Denise Neal will join us next.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Neil.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Ariana Grande, One Last Time, The Last Waltz. These songs fittingly pay tribute to our final show. Here's Denise Neal from the Wichita Eagle, Kansas.com, her Dining with Denise page, one of the most popular pages on Facebook in this country. Hello, Denise.
Wow, in the whole country.
Yeah.
That's what our metrics say.
That's what we're looking at.
Dang, that's amazing.
How you been?
It was really good to know. I've been okay, but I'm sad today.
Yeah, it's kind of that kind of day. But we got your friend Ted Woodward in the studio with us right now, along with your friend Jason Duda and Jeff, your friends, and we're surrounded by love.
Oh, good. That's the only way to go out.
That's right. Yeah. I was going to ask you, you had a story about something today, and I read it, and I can't remember what it was. Not that your work isn't memorable. But
that is some great conversational starter there.
That is so bad.
Who are we speaking with?
Exactly.
No, really, Jeff. Be real.
I know it's Denise.
I thought it was going to go better here today since it's our last time together.
Will you just tell Bob what you wrote today so he put him out of his misery?
I mean, today I wrote about Valentine's Day specials. I know that's not it. Yesterday I wrote about a restaurant in the pickleball venue, Brahms, having some problems.
I got it. The Brahms situation. Okay. I've tried to drive through Brahms numerous times over the last couple weeks. Yeah. And they say we're having technical issues.
That's right.
You finally explained this in a story today. Tell us about that.
Well, I had my husband noticed and several people at Eagle noticed that Brahms was having some issues, you know. And they would go there and they were taking cash only or the drive-thru was closed. And then I noticed it too when I tried to go last weekend. So anyway. It sounds like, according to their PR lady, a server went down that affected almost every one of their more than 300 restaurants. And it kind of sounds like they're having to send technicians restaurant to restaurant to kind of try to fix it. So it's taking a while. But the main issue seemed to be some places can't take cash and some places have their drive-thrus shut down. So kind of a mess. When I went, I had to pay for my groceries over at the ice cream counter, which I'd never had to do before. But very strange. Yeah, very strange.
I guess we got Valentine's Day coming up in a week. We got the Super Bowl coming up in 2 days. Those are like almost conflicting with who really kind of celebrates those. But since you wrote about Valentine's Day, what are some good places that really roll out the red carpet on Valentine's Day?
Well, I mean, there's all kinds of places. I mean, some of our fancier restaurants in town, they do like, like dinners for two where you pay one price and then you get an appetizer, salad, main course, dessert. So there's tons of places doing stuff like that, like the Ambassador or, some of our other nice restaurants around town. The Ambassador Siena Tuscan Steakhouse. And then people have all kinds of ideas, like Medi's is letting women eat free, which I think is interesting. And there's just tons of the grill. Some of them have special date night activities planned. So because it's on a Friday this year, there's more, than there would be normally.
I sure hope Brahms is going good by the time Valentine's Day gets here.
Or else Debbie's not going to get anything.
Exactly.
I know. Come on. That's what Debbie does that's what you get Debbie for Valentine's every year, right?
Just absolutely.
A carton of ice cream.
The six burger deal.
Yeah. A bag of burgers. That's what every lady wants for
everybody
Valentine's
loves
Day.
A bag of burgers.
Right.
A bag of burgers.
Here's our friend. Here's Ted Woodward to ask a question.
Tedley.
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
Good. Miss you.
Hey, have you been to that place, the 21st of the Puffette with the cream puffs?
I have. Yeah, I have. Yeah.
That place is awesome.
Very good. It's right it's like in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
Please don't come into my neighborhood again.
Cream puffs are excellent.
And they have some sort of new thing that's with ice cream and soft serve or something. It looks great.
Really?
I need to try that.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Tez, why do I feel like the word puffette is going to make it into one of your gridiron skits this year?
Oh, you know it is. And I like how that guy calls his customers puffetters.
Aren't all Wichitans puffetters?
Well, yeah.
Dude, you cannot not ask a question.
Hey, I got to ask. Denise, I was at the kitchen the other day, and I had one of my favorite lunches is tomato soup and grilled cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Where are a couple other great places for me to go get that?
Well, you've been surely you've been to Tanya's Soup Kitchen, right?
Yes.
I mean, they have a grilled cheese on there. Menu, and they have the best tomato soup, you know, that very creamy tomato dill soup.
I would agree.
Yeah. And there are a lot of other places we'll do them occasionally as special. Like, not really coming up with anything off the top of my head.
Well, it's tough to find, like, a really good, if you get a really good tomato soup, Tanya's is probably my favorite.
Homegrown does it.
It is so good.
Homegrown does it. I think the Monarch does it. I think.
Okay, cool.
I'll tell you right now.
I love that meal.
Spangles has a really good grilled cheese tomato soup.
Yeah, get a grilled cheese and a mudslide.
Yeah.
There
you go. Cheese, tomato
and a margarita.
How much would that cost?
Grilled cheese, tomato soup, mudslide, and three margaritas. How's your lunch? Yeah. Well, it's only 11:30.
I mean, can you beat that?
No.
Denise Neal with us.
I had it 3 days ago.
Jeff, what do you have?
I thought I already asked the question. It's your turn.
I just talked about Spangles. I can only carry the content so far.
Is it that hard?
I don't know. Jeff
thinks so.
I'm stuck in between asking you.
I have a question for you guys. When it comes to tomato soup and grilled cheese, to dip or not to dip?
Dip.
I'm not a big tomato soup guy.
Dip it all.
You got to dip.
Yes, absolutely.
That's kind of the point, right?
You almost soak it in there would be the best.
Soak it. Just chop it up in there and eat it with a spoon.
I love tomato soup, and I hate tomatoes. Explain that one.
Well, I hate tomato juice, and I love tomatoes, so I get it.
I think you'd be okay with tomatoes, right? I don't think they'd really detract from anything for you. You like tomato soup. You like salsa. Do you eat pico de gallo?
I eat everything with tomatoes,
right, so
except
like
I hate
tomato.
The physical tomato.
Just put a little salt and pepper on it, and away you go. Fantastic.
I love tomatoes. But so for some people, it's a texture thing. They don't like the seeds.
That's
they don't
my
like the
thing.
Skin.
Yeah. The texture.
Kind of runny. I get
Bob
it.
Bob needs his tomatoes poured up in a blender.
Tomatoes are great on eggs and cheese and toast. Mm-hmm. Oh, best breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Good for you.
Well, you should make it one day.
I'll do it.
No, you won't.
It'll be part of my retirement plan. I'll get it done.
You're still all going to get together, even though you won't have your daily excuse.
What was that? We're all going to get together? Don't you dare threaten me like that.
I hope you guys all still stay in touch and get together, even if we can't hear it.
I'll say this right now. Jeff's my son. So we'll probably...
He's about to say something mean,
we'll
Denise.
Probably get together some.
It's not predictable at all.
Dude is dead to me.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God it's over.
Oh. That's what I'm worried about.
Ted's here, Bob thinks he's a comedian. Well, he always thinks he's a comedian, but I guess now he thinks he's a good comedian.
And meanwhile...
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday with the big documentary debut starring you.
Yeah,
I'll be there.
Yeah, it has me in it. I'm looking forward to it too. I just want everybody to know that I'm going to need a box of Kleenex, and it's a very somber recollection of the stolen statue. The documentary is very well done by your husband Travis, and by your very close friend Jamie Green, and we hope for a nice crowd at the Orpheum tomorrow at 5:00. Doors open. At 4:00, you and I and Jeff have all seen the documentary, and it's very well done.
know, Bob, I went to the pre-screening specifically because I knew you were going to break down in a million pieces, and I thought you might need me. You didn't. But after seeing your face when the film was over, I kind of advised that maybe you stay in the lobby till Q&A time.
We'll see. You know, I wear my emotions on my sleeve, and I'll react the way I need to react, and I'm all good. It does, you know.
I was worried about you.
Well, it's very. It was heart wrenching. You know.
Oh gosh, I know.
These kids. Not to be funny, okay, Jeff. This is serious.
I understand.
These kids mean a lot. So.
Yeah, I know. You could tell too.
That's what we do it for. Joanna.
That was one of the best parts of it. Yeah.
What, Duda?
Denise.
Oh. Yeah.
Denise, we've had so many guests on today.
It's something.
You were calling
Mabel?
Me Joanna?
No, don't believe Duda.
What?
Okay.
I heard it.
Thank you, Denise. Okay. You've been a great guest for a long time, and we always appreciate you.
Well, you guys are the best, and no one's ever going to tell me they heard me on the radio again, and that's really sad for me going forward.
Someday.
There you go.
Maybe. All right.
Thank you. Denise Neal from the Wichita Eagle, or was that Joanna? I don't know. 869-1240, if you'd like to weigh in and give us a send-off, we'd appreciate it. We've had a bunch of callers today.
Dude has to move. That stinks.
Here is the big fella, Anthony. Hey, Anthony.
Good evening or afternoon, whatever time of day it is. You know, when you work third shift, you don't know what time of day it is.
No, well, exactly.
What time it is.
You gave us one of our big shocks yesterday with your laughter. I don't think we'd ever heard you laugh, and the laugh was like it's an incredible laugh you have, Andy.
It was uproarious.
You talking about
something like that?
Yes.
So tell the people about your podcast, because you work really hard at this, and you're consistent, and you get it posted on social media. And you work, as I said, you're really diligent about it. Tell us about your podcast, how often you try to do it, and where people can find it.
I try to do it as often as possible and adapt to the changes, because my platform that I was actually doing it on, it pretty much transitioned into a Riverside FM. And it streams on Twitch.tv and YouTube, and I can podcast it, and you can pick it up on Spotify, iHeart, and Odyssey as well, too. So I feel like I'm making waves, but the biggest joy I get out of it is the fact that a lot of what I've done, I've dedicated it to giving high school student athletes and coaches a voice. And the reception I get from it, you know, when I go to some of these games, like tonight, I'm going to Mays and Mays South. They're like, we appreciate what you're doing. And, you know, my moniker is I have the number one podcast, because I give young student athletes a voice to, you know, talk about their athletic prowess. Of course, I haven't always asked this question, what's the importance of academics? They pretty much nail it, because these young people have the wherewithal in the mindset to know that at the end of the day, the ball is going to stop bouncing, the passes are going to stop being thrown, and you have to have that education to carry you through life. So they pretty much nailed it. But like I say, the reception I get, the parents always appreciate, parents will give me access to this. So that's, you can pick it up on Spotify, iHeart, Odyssey, Amazon Music. Look, Bob, your voice is not going to die, because you're going to be a guest on there too.
All right.
How about that? Go.
I'm going to be a guest. Thank you, Anthony.
Jeff is going to be a guest. You know, I'm going to have to get both on there at the same time, because now it's video podcasting as well, so we get to get y'all's face
I'm out.
On there. So let me tell you about my day, how it's going. So when you said come on at 4:40, I didn't know if you wanted me to come on the phone or come to the studio. Because I'm actually standing outside the door out here, you know, where you have to ring the doorbell.
Oh, my God.
We're
going to
go. Well, where is he? I'll go get you.
We're going to let you in, Anthony.
Yeah, just text
me.
Which
exit?
Let me know next time.
He's at the door right there.
That was Anthony. He just rang the doorbell. You want to go get him or you want me to?
I got it.
Well, thank you, Jason.
Well, that's just what I do.
That's one of the nicest things you've ever
done. We're
going
to get to see Anthony.
Good. Have you never seen Anthony?
Of course I've seen Anthony.
Well, don't ask.
I'm just saying we get to see him. We get to see him.
Well,
I've done a show with Anthony. We did a show together.
The way Duda walks, we could be done with the show.
Well, Anthony, too. It could be a while.
Why are you knocking Anthony?
Anthony is a fast walker. I apologize, Anthony.
Hey, Anthony, it's been a lot of fun, really.
It has been.
To get to know you and to have you contribute to our show. And you've been a guest host a few times and been to my house. And it's been a good experience.
Well, and I'm always indebted to you for getting me in the door in the sports radio, because it's something I've always wanted to do. And I'm walking right behind Jason Duda, holding up the one looking like Roman Reigns.
Yes, sir.
There you are.
There he is. Man, you look good.
You can put that phone away.
I can put the phone away, and I see we got a Sparty guy in the house.
Yeah. We got Tommy Thurber and Max and Duda. All the guys are here.
Just remember that it wasn't Bob who opened the door for you, Anthony. It was me.
Well, figuratively, I guess it was Bob.
It was.
It was Duda.
I'm not going to get in the middle of it, although I am pretty much sitting in the middle.
Yeah.
you pretty much are. So, as I said, we appreciate everything you've done for our show. You've got your podcast. You love sports. You work a third shift job. You're still out there grinding away. And your love for sports has lasted all these years, and it's really what drives you to do what you do, right?
It is. And, you know, there are two people I want to say that's very instrumental in me getting back.
Don't give me another compliment. I don't think I can handle
it. He's not going to.
That way it wasn't you this time.
There are two people that are very instrumental in getting me back into high school gyms to physically watch games. Joe Jackson out there at Mays South. I went to their game last year. It was a rival game against Mays, and I put out there on Twitter, because I still call it Twitter, I said, I feel like I'm amongst the Cameron Indoor Crazies, because they had that type of atmosphere. And, of course, you know, Mays South, they went on a magnificent run last year, came up short because of injuries. And then the other coach that invited me to watch his girls' team play, and I pretty much become a Derby fan.
I love it.
Coach Brian Chad.
Coach Chad, they call him.
Coach Chad, exactly. And I went out there and seen his team play last year. And they pretty much have a hockey system going on. Five in, five out. And the second five is just as relentless as the first five, because their motto is, you want to play? Play defense. Because their defense creates offense. So, I mean, they run a magnificent program out there at Derby, because, you know, when you say Derby, what do you think of?
Bob
football.
Lutz.
Oh, football, right. Yeah.
Bob Lutz. You think football, and they got a pretty good wrestling program. Well, now they got that culture in their basketball program as well, too, both the boys and the girls. And, I mean, think about it. Brett Floyd got that boys team playing at a high level, undefeated.
It's tough, man.
Season.
I want to see Joe Auer get one more before he steps aside from Heights, at least. But I really want Derby to win it, too.
Really?
Brett Flory is such a good coach, man.
Really? You want Derby?
I do. I would love to see Derby win the state championship.
Your dad is just beside himself right now.
Well, listen, obviously I've followed Derby basketball my entire life, and they don't have one. And it'd be awesome if they finally did get one. They've had some years where they were pretty good, some where they weren't. But now they're really good.
And I even got a side note talking about Derby. They produced an NJCAA national championship player, and I was at school with him at Hutch Community College, 87-88 school year, when Hutch won the national title, Reggie Morton.
There you go. Very good player.
Yeah.
Maybe, arguably, the best basketball player Derby's ever had.
Possibly.
He'd be in the discussion.
Terrell Benton's up
along
there
with me. But, yeah, he'd be one of those
guys.
Are
we off the air?
This is all just to tweak Jeff.
But it's tweaking everybody. No one wants to hear.
Tweaking
I was a good – you weren't.
Dude, are you tweaked?
I have no idea what we're talking about, but no, not tweaked.
Anthony, Yes. You love the Dallas Cowboys. We know that.
Yeah,
do you
I
root for any other
teams?
Owner.
I just can't stand the owner.
Yeah, it is. It happens.
But he's your guy for the who knows, but you've but hung it, you've hung
and
with
then it's
him
his
for
son.
Decades. he's your boy.
So you want my prediction on the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I know you're probably thinking he's an NFC East guy, Philadelphia. You know, I'm gonna share this story and I'm gonna tell you what I want to see. So there was the bishop from Southern Methodist and the priest from Notre Dame. They was at a game together, so they had a conversation. And he said, "Well, who are you rooting for?" He said, "Well, seeing that I am the priest, I'm for Notre Dame. I'm rooting for Notre Dame." He said, "Well, I'm the bishop, so I'm quite naturally rooting for SMU." So there was an innocent bystander, and they turned around, looked at him, and they said, "Well, who are you rooting for?" He said, "I just want to see a good game." They looked at each other and looked at him. They said, "Oh, an atheist." So in regards to that, I just want to see a good game.
There you go. That's a good story. Anthony, we really appreciate everything you've done to help our show over these, especially this last year or so.
Yes.
I knew you had a podcast. I'd heard it a few times. And
appreciate it.
You got a face for radio, and you've done a whale of a job for us.
Well,
Let him talk to you like that. You look fantastic,
my
friend.
I appreciate y'all for, like I said.
You are a handsome man, I must say.
Right. Thank you. I appreciate that. And I must say, I think I'm a handsome man, too.
No doubt.
No doubt about it.
Sunglasses, complete the package.
Matter of fact,
this is great.
I look better than Shaq and Charles Barkley.
Well, maybe hold yourself to a little higher standard than Charles. Although,
only thing I'm not going to do, I'm not going to throw chicken wings at somebody's fat butt.
No, you got to save those for yourself.
All right. Time for a break. Okay, we'll be at the top of hour number four.
Four?
When we return.
End is in sight.
And I haven't moved from this seat yet, which I'm trying to set an all-time record. I think I may have to move from this seat after we go to break. We still got our great friend, David Michael Hahn.
Yes, sir.
I almost forgot he was coming in.
He is.
Coming up at 5:20.
Oh, my God. That's
studio?
Oh, yeah. He'll be here.
Back in a minute.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.